T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
All right, welcome back. It's the Bull and the Fox with you on the Fan. Good question here by John. He says, bigger impact on their sport, Tiger or Magic and Bird? That's a great question. If you're younger, you're going to say Tiger because you may not realize the impact that Magic and Bird had on the NBA. The NBA was in a bad way.
Really bad.
Really bad way before Magic and Bird. And that rivalry, you know, who knows? The NBA might have been saved anyway.
NBA was on tape delay.
I think...
like, they weren't even showing the games live.
I think Magic and Bird made the bigger impact because, while I think, in my opinion, Tiger took golf from popular to very popular.
Yeah.
Magic and Bird, the NBA was in trouble as a league, right? It was... the tape delay?
Were on tape. Like tape, the championship games were on. Yeah.
On tape delay. I don't know.
I will say Tiger because there were two. I don't know if Magic could save the NBA without Bird. I don't know if Bird could have saved it without Magic. But I think they kind of needed each other in that rivalry. Where Tiger,
that's what it was all about.
Where Tiger did it himself.
Dustin, what say you? It's a great question.
Tiger.
Because?
I agree with a lot of things you're saying. I mean, I think that he did it himself.
Yeah.
He single-handedly did this.
But I think basketball was in a worse place.
It was.
Than golf was.
And again, that's true. I don't remember where basketball was at that point.
Basketball was in a worse spot, but I don't know that they could have done it.
Jackie Moon say basketball.
Like, Tiger didn't need David Duval or Lefty or anyone. He did it himself.
Yeah. He did.
Where Magic and Bird... needed each other in that moment.
Yeah, I mean, it's weird in a way, like racism, or maybe not racism, but the reality, like there was a racial component to Bird versus Magic, obviously.
Yeah.
Like it was like white people rooted for the Celtics and black people rooted for the Lakers.
Yeah, I think that's fair.
Not every single person, but that was like the general consensus.
That's a characterization that's probably fair.
And the Celtics were considered the white team, and the Lakers were considered the black team, even though there were
black players on the Celtics.
There certainly were. And Kurt Rambis was on the Lakers.
Yep.
Did Lakers have any other white guys besides Rambis as key players in those days? I can't remember. Nobody else is coming to mind.
No one's coming to mind.
Yeah, but Rambis played significant minutes. But anyway, there were black players on the Celtics, but that's... at the time, that was a big thing.
The hick from French Lick.
Yeah.
I don't know why my voice is cracked. I'm not going through.
You know, Bird, Magic was Showtime. Magic was personality.
Yep. Yep.
Magic had style and flair. Bird had no style.
But if you're going to
bring no flair.
But if you're going to bring race into it, then you have to in golf as well. And what Tiger
absolutely.
Did. Yeah.
So that was a huge thing, too.
So I'm going to stick with Tiger.
You think all the rich old white dudes love the fact that the Tiger was really good.
No, hated
and better,
it.
And better at golf than them.
No, they hated it.
You know?
Sure. Yeah. No doubt. Race played a role in both of these.
Yeah.
And the thing about Tiger is he opened up the game for so many African Americans.
Yeah.
Back in the mid-90s to early 2000s when he had his run. He made golf cool.
Yeah.
You said
he did.
He changed the way golfers approached the game.
100%.
He changed the course.
Oh, my God.
They had to lengthen the course because of him.
Yeah. And now golfers would go to the gym and actually work out instead of drinking beer and smoking cigarettes every day and thinking, well, this is this is how you play golf. Like, no. This guy's driving the ball 375 yards because he's stronger than everybody else.
Yeah.
Yeah. 400 yards, point. Whatever it is.
Hitting eight irons over my head and making them sound like jet planes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's talk to Joe. He's next up on the Fan. What's up, Joe?
Hey, you know, I just thought of something. Like, it's not so much the race thing, because obviously more black people are going to watch golf with Tiger in there because they don't have a lot of golfers in there, and he's the best. But look at golf when Tiger's not in there. You know, once Magic and Bird left, Jordan came in and other guys, the game is still continued. Golf, even with Dustin Johnson and all these great guys, if Tiger's not in the game, they do not get the numbers for people to watch it.
That's a good point.
He's the man.
It's a good point.
No one moves the needle in their sport as an individual more than Tiger Woods, period.
Yeah.
When he's like, the numbers on Sunday, Adam, they'll still do really well on CBS. They'll get really good ratings. But if Tiger is tied for the lead, in contention, has a legitimate shot, their ratings will double. Period.
Yeah, yep. So that's the counter argument to what I say, which is basketball was in worse shape before Bird Magic than golf was before Tiger. That's true. But when Tiger is gone or out of the mix, it hurts golf. Bird and Magic leaving, they had built it up. They had helped build it up. And then the Bad Boy Pistons and then the Bulls eventually took it over. And that didn't, it was no big deal when they left.
Well, I mean, basketball was fortunate that when Bird and Magic were done.
Yeah.
Maybe the greatest player of all time came along after
them. The Pistons, too, played a role in that.
They did.
They were the villain that everybody loved to root
Absolutely.
For.
Absolutely, yeah. But
they were the first villains.
Sure, but Michael elevated the game more than the Bad Boy Pistons, of course.
Sure, but that I think that helped. Like, the Pistons became rivals of the Celtics, became rivals of the Lakers, became rivals of the Bulls.
Yes. Yeah. They were the team Michael couldn't get through for a while.
Yeah, let's talk to Brad. He's next up on the Fan. Brad.
Hey, guys. How are you?
What's up, Brad?
Hey, so I definitely agree with the Tiger being the single impact for sure. But, I mean, the NBA kind of had the ultimate feeder system. That was pretty much when the 64 tournament took off. And you had, Jordan coming through there. You had Olajuwon, Drexler, Bislam, Majama. All that stuff was happening at the same time. So basketball from the ground up was... You know, it was gaining popularity, and definitely those guys had no doubt the most epic matchups. But I think that you have to look at the whole package of what was coming through. The quality of basketball was becoming, you know, the game was coming off the floor. These guys were living above the rim, and it was awesome to watch.
Appreciate it, Brad. Thanks for the call. Let's talk to Dan. He's next up on the Fan. What's up, Dan?
Hey, guys.
Dan.
My question is mostly around, and I know, Bull, you already touched on this, but which one has been having the more lasting effect? Yes, absolutely, Tiger turned things around, big, giant ratings whenever he's on TV. But when he's not, as you mentioned before, popularity is down. And it's down across the board from a population, just your general run-of-the-mill population playing golf.
Yeah. As kind of a negative that Tiger couldn't. Tiger's popular, but he hasn't made golf more popular.
Precisely. Without him. Exactly right.
I don't know that we can say now that basketball is more popular because of Bird or Magic at this point, but, you know, I don't know. That's an interesting question.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.